Would that be going live? It's recording.
You said record in.
It's recording, and we're back.
That's sickest intro ever.
You've been on my podcast. The gang is back. We're back for you guys. How do you guys feel, yo?
I'm amazed about the whole setup you have right now.
Yo, what do you guys think about the background?
Sick.
That, green. Huh?
We're back.
How long did it take you to do that?
It took me about half an hour to learn how to do it.
How did you get on the wall?
Just, you know, improvise. Improvise.
It improvise? Like, oh. All right.
How you guys been, yo? It feels like forever. Actually, this has been forever. It feels like more than a month.
More than a month, yes. It's been more like 2-3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy.
What do you guys
want
to do?
The same old bullshit, but I've been laid off like 2 months chilling at home.
Honestly.
Living that life off the government right now.
Thank you, Trudeau. That's all I got to say. Thank you, Trudeau, for blessing me during this time.
Blessing me for everything you blessed me with.
He's blessing everyone right now.
Exactly.
If you're doing it the right way. If you're not doing it the right way, he's going to come after you. That's all I'm going to say.
But I mean, we're gonna catch you at the end, anyways. We're like, we gotta pay back whatever the lump sum is.
Well, depending how the situation is, yeah.
Yo, Hashem, what is your face, bro?
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm getting notified.
Ooh.
Oh.
Back with the liners.
He's a one man, eh? Like a one worded guy. Comes in when he wants to talk and then disappears.
Exactly. What are you
even
up to?
Yo, honestly, just Netflix. That's it. Just watching bare Netflix. I'm watching Sons of Anarchy right now.
You told me you watched Naruto. Like, you finished like 100 episodes in like a week.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing. I just wake up, watch shows, shower, eat.
100 episodes in a week.
Yeah.
That's fried.
Bro, there's 7 days in a week.
Yeah.
How many? What, like 20 episodes a day?
Yeah. 20 episodes. What are they? It's times like 30 minutes?
That's fucked.
Yeah, about half an hour episodes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and then, yo, the way you skip it and stuff, it's like 5 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, there's like I've watched it like before, like when I was, like, for, like, when it was on, like, everything, I've been watching it since then. There's some episodes where you can skip, like it's just like episodes you just throw in there for no reason.
Yeah, it's just other episodes.
I just watch it whenever it's on, like here and there. I never watch it continuous.
Ah, okay. So that's the difference.
But Dragon Ball Z, on the other hand, like diehard fan.
Dragon Ball Z was a sick show.
That's a book, yo.
You know, I just had to point that out there a little bit, you know? Just had to point it out there. So, a lot has been going on.
Literally, this year has been just...
A lot has been going on. 2020 has been something, I wouldn't say special. I wouldn't say 2020 has been special, but it's been interesting.
It's a historical...
It's been a disaster, to say that.
Yo, we're living through a history book right now.
100%.
It's a chapter you want to skip. That's what it is.
They're saying, like, the kids, like, later on, they're about to learn history. This is going to be, like, the hardest topic or some shit.
Oh, my God. 2020 is going to be something to, like, study everything about 2020? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're only 6 months in, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
everyone's like, this is level 6 of Jumanji. Everyone's like, oh, it's like a
different level. Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, remember the whole murder hornets? Like, it was just like, you've reached a different level. Like, they're all out here now.
Yeah, those murder hornets are huge, guys.
Yeah.
They're saying, like, it can cut through, like, the stinger can cut through the actual, like, you know, the bee suit that those guys wear?
Oh, yeah, no, they have pretty big stingers, yeah.
Yeah, it'll pierce through that and it pierces through sweaters. Like, if you're wearing layers, it'll still get through it.
No, because I remember I watched a guy on YouTube. It's called Brave Wilderness. That's what he does. He gets stung by stuff. And he got stung.
I know the guy you're talking about. I know the guy you're talking about.
He actually got stung by a murder hornet, and this guy was, like, in pain. His arm was, like, all swelled up, like, red, everything.
Like, he grabs them and just puts in his arm, right?
Yeah, he's wild. The guy's wild.
He voluntarily does that shit?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He just grabs, like, the most deadliest shit and puts it on his arm.
Yeah.
One time he got freaking stung by a scorpion, you know? Like, he's mad. He's mad. He's a madman.
Yeah, he does wild shit. Like, he's trying to educate us. But to be honest, bro, I'm not going anywhere near that. So you don't really have to educate me. I'm not trying to go near it.
Bye.
That's what it is.
I'm like, you can educate us from like that, but like, bro, don't bring that shit near us.
Honestly. Talking about education, now that I think about it. What's up? How do you feel what's going on with the whole Black Lives Matter, what's going on, the whole situation everywhere in the States and around the world?
I mean, it's sad, yo.
Honestly, I'm gonna just say this. It's about time. It's about time this has become, like, a thing where everyone talks about it. But it's about time.
It is.
It's
take a stance, and then...
Everyone needs to be educated on what's going on in the world, and it's about time everyone's, you know, like, bringing their voices out.
Yeah, it's like the whole topic on racism and police brutality. I feel like it's always been there, but just recently people started recording it and putting it on social media.
Yeah.
And now people are taking a stand against it.
Yeah.
But, like, it hasn't been pushed the way it has been pushed now.
Tipping point. It was way past it.
Yeah.
It was way past the tipping point now. Sure. But it just is nice to see how everyone is coming together. Like, you have people in America, people in Canada, like, everywhere. The England, you have people there protesting as well. In Africa as well. There's so many different places everywhere. Everyone's, like, protesting. And they're bringing changes, which is really nice too. They're bringing changes to the whole system.
Yeah, they even painted the what's it called? They changed the street name
in Washington,
and they painted the whole road black as well. Like, it's just Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
the whole road. It's crazy.
Like, besides, like, there's the whole protest going on. Besides, like, what the media is showing between, like, the whole riots and everything going on too. If you take this. Ignore kind of like the riots. Just think about the bigger picture here, what they're trying to, like, say to everyone. Like, you know, this is not just a now issue. This has been going on for a long time, and it's about time you guys figure out what has to be changed.
Exactly. And it should also be spoken about, like, after the protests and everything too.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people, like, they just join in for the hype.
Yeah.
And stuff. They're taking their time out now and going out to these protests and stuff. But, like, once these protests are done, like, they should keep that same energy. You know, this, like, Black lives should always matter.
But the government the government knows. They're like, okay, this is something we have to deal with. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? I think Minneapolis's police department. They're having the whole breakdown. They're, like, trying to figure everything out now. Like, it's actually getting into the system now, like, okay, this is something we do have to fix. It's not being pushed to the side. Now it's like a now issue.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't, like, brush this to the side anymore.
Yeah. It's crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. The Black Lives Matter is like, I see people on, like, Instagram and stuff saying all lives matter. No, like, it is true. Until Black Lives Matter, all lives can't.
Exactly.
Matter. All lives don't matter yet. Yeah.
Until, like, everyone, like, notices this is the issue right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like it's not just enough on our part to not be racist, but we sort of have to be anti-racist.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we got to take a stand, you know? Like, I think,
we're
like,
need to understand, yeah.
Exactly. And that's why, like, these
back,
rights,
pretty much.
Yeah, that's why these riots are a good thing. Like, not riots, like these marches, I'd say.
Peaceful,
you know, like,
protesting, yeah.
Yeah, these peaceful protests, these marches that everyone's doing in the States, and now they brought here to Toronto, I see, in Canada, Ottawa and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's bringing a lot of positive change. It's bringing a lot of awareness on the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like it's, especially in the States, like, you know, like, the authority over there, it's very corrupt, like, with the police, the government themselves, and, like, all the communities are all coming together. You know, they're taking a stand. And I think, like, they should take a stand at the voting booth this year. Or sorry, the next election.
It's definitely gonna whatever the whole political like situation there is in the States, like Trump, Joe Biden, is gonna be a big factor in how they deal with this in November.
Yeah, for sure. Like they should go, you know, they should call out their local police, their politicians and government, you know, bully them at the voting booths. Because like unless they don't do that, their voices are they're not gonna be heard. They can't stand up for justice and you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, especially, you know how you said about the police departments and stuff? They need to understand. It's not maybe just in, it's just in the U.S. It's kind of everywhere as well in the world, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of places in the world which they need to figure things out, different kind of methods of how to be with the community, how to work with the community, right? And just not just be above the law, but, like, kind of realize that everyone should be, like, you know, like, just don't, like... 8 minutes, the guy had his neck on the man's, like, his knee on his neck. 8 minutes.
Mm.
Like, that's not normal. That's just messed up. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I feel like whatever's going on right now is good. It's the peaceful protesting is a great way to voice your opinions. Especially seeing prime ministers and presidents, like, you know, noticing what's going on. They're in some, like, some people are mayors, are inside the protests, like, mm-hmm. listening to the people.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and
we made a change.
Yeah, and there's for those people who can't, like, you know, go out and march or attend these protests, there's other ways you can obviously help out and raise awareness. There's so many funds and, you know, like fundraisers and
yeah.
donations. Yeah, there's a lot of donations you can research
yeah.
and you can donate to. Yeah, and also just, like, in our daily lives, you know, we can make an impact. You know, we can call out our friends, our family, you know, hold them accountable, especially coming from, like, a brown community, you know, like, you can know how some people, are, yeah, you know,
they know
brown
about
community
them.
Can be, yeah, the brown community, you know, some people in the brown community can be hella racist, and we should hold those people accountable.
Bro, like, you gotta shut them up real quick before something happens to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
We talk a like, lot, like.
Yeah, even ourselves and our friends, you know.
Our side sometimes.
Yeah, you see people on the street saying, yo, what up, my N-word? You know, you should call them out and stuff, and, you know?
People are realizing people are realizing the whole thing about it right now. They're realizing this.
Yeah.
But I think about it this way, too. Like, the brown community kind of relates with what's going on, especially with the whole 1984, the whole genocide was going on with all the brown community in India. They kind of realize, like, you have to take certain measures to get your voice heard. You have to take certain measures, right? It goes back in time too. For the black community, this has been going on for a very long time. I mean, what we think about like 1984, that happened there too, for the Sikh community. So they're kind of like, you have to look into history and be like, okay, yeah, this is something which is an issue.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of stuff going on. There's not, you know, a lot of people still haven't recovered from the damage. So it's a healing process, but the process has to start. That's what I have to say.
It's going to take a while to heal, but there's always some place to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, anything you can do, you know, donate, make your voice be heard, or just even educating yourselves on the topic, you know, like anything to do to progress ourselves.
Even I see it on Instagram, yeah. I see everyone, you know, like, voicing their opinion and, like, talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good start. It's a good start. Hopefully it keeps going and everything's, you know, everything's good. What else you guys been up to?
What else? Like, daily lives? I mean, yes, that's what you're talking about.
Oh, have you guys seen The Last Dance? I mean, it came out. Like, have you seen the whole thing?
Yeah,
I'm like halfway in it.
Still?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
You know, busy, Amunda. You know, thoda mota.
With what? You can't really do much. Everything's closed.
Excuse me?
But yo, I saw The Last Dance. The Last Dance was really nice, yo. That was actually, like, it was actually really nice to watch.
I think I'm on, like, episode 5 or 6 right now.
What do you think so far about the documentary?
It's actually pretty sick.
Yeah, it's sick.
How do you feel, about the other players speaking out about it?
That's what I was just about to address. I feel like, you know, and in this case, like, there was one guy who's in charge of the final cut, ultimately, you know, and he got to say his side of the story. And that's why I feel like people like Horace Grant, for example,
yeah,
he called out MJ, you know, like he said, like, oh, you're hearing the story from one side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So is it really a documentary at the end of the day? You know, like, he's highlighting his highlights and whatever, but like the other players didn't get to speak out their side of the story.
Yeah. Because it's called The Last Dance. So, I mean, The Last Dance is like the whole team. Because that's what the whole thing, if you watch it, you know, Phil Jackson called it The Last Dance. That last
year. Yeah.
Because after that, everything was kind of like broken up.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, yeah. I mean, the players were in there, so they voiced their opinions, but it is kind of a bit more of a one-sided thing. Still, it was entertaining to watch, though. That thing was amazing to watch. Dennis Rodman.
Sure. For me personally, like, I never watched MJ play. Mm-hmm. So when anyone used to say, oh, Michael Jordan's the GOAT and whatever, I'd be like, yeah, okay. You know, like, I never really understood, but, like,
yeah,
like, it brought out, like, you know, it brought out, like, his airness, essentially. Like, it showed, like, how he ruled. He basically ruled the 90s. Like, he had an aura around him. And the way he changed the NBA game, like, it's amazing to see.
Yeah. Say, this is still the GOAT. That's still the GOAT.
R.I.P.
That's the GOAT. Yeah. Forever. Mamba forever. Still the GOAT.
It's like a collectible. You got those?
Happy, bro. It's a guy. It's my guy.
What's going on?
That's my guy. That's my guy.
Remember the painting I showed you yesterday? Remember the painting I showed you yesterday?
Yeah.
Don't buy it.
Really?
I mean, you spent so much already. I'm just trying to save a podcast, bro.
Nah, true. True, true, true. What I really want them to do is they're trying to save the NBA season. You guys hear about that? The NBA is back.
June 31st or July 31st?
Oh, they already marked
July 31st.
Yeah, like July 31st, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they already dropped it.
The NBA is back.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
But it's going to be like a WWE kind of fucking like a vibe, because I don't think there's going to be anybody in the stands.
No, it's going to be empty stadium. They're playing, I think, in Orlando.
Yeah, they're going to play at Disney World?
Disney World, Orlando, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just happy. Like, there's so much UFC. Like, there's only a certain amount of UFC I could watch. I don't really watch it too much anyways. But I just need my basketball, man. I just need to see this. Like, it's the competitive kind of thing.
Well, you guys watched some fights yesterday?
There was, I think, on the weekend there was something. There was a fight on the weekend.
No, was it Cody?
Cody, I saw that knockout. Oh,
yeah, Cody.
Yeah.
Right at the buzzer. Boom, laced him.
What's that guy's name? The guy with the colored hair.
It starts with an M, I think.
Matthew.
Shit.
I think he fought this weekend too, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. Amanda Nunes.
Yeah, something like that.
Nunes killed it.
Mm-hmm. The crazy part about the whole thing is that at the end of it, she's like, I'll just try to show that I have cardio. I could do it. She did the whole, like, all the rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She's a beast, yo.
But who thinks gonna win the NBA championship, yo? Who thinks gonna win?
Bro, honestly.
Raptors.
Raptors? I love to see Lakers win, man. I love to see LeBron, you know, get another ring. And AD get this first.
It's pretty tough, yo. Honestly, like, just based on how this whole situation is playing out with the NBA coming back during this whole Corona thing, I don't know how it's going to affect everyone. But especially the empty stadium, I don't know how it's going to affect everyone either. I would want to see the Raptors win, but I'm seeing Lakers, yo. I see the Lakers winning this.
Yeah?
Me personally.
Okay, then who you got coming out of the East then?
Out of the East, I would say it's either Milwaukee or Raptors.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Bucks.
Yeah, Milwaukee or the Raptors from the East. Oh, yo, buddy, I'm going to tell you. They just dropped a Bruce Lee 30 for 30 documentary. Did you watch it? Yesterday, I think it was on the 7th they dropped it. Yesterday.
What, B. Water? Bill Water?
It's like a whole documentary on Bruce Lee.
They're dropping another one.
It's on ESPN.
Oh. It's on ESPN?
Yeah, they dropped it. It was like a, I think it's those 30 for 30 documentaries that they have.
Yeah, it's a, I think it's a Be Like Water.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah, Be Water. Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
And I was just watching a clip of Kareem being interviewed by ESPN.
I need to watch it. I just like, honestly, like, I kind of saw ads, but I didn't really know too much. And then I saw it on, like, everywhere today. I'm like, yo, I need to watch this.
It's pretty wicked.
What did he say? Pretty wicked.
But so, again, yo, you guys been laid off and shit?
Still laid off. No work.
Well, yeah, you can't even, like, yeah, you're the mall stuff.
Well, are you excited about going back to work?
No.
After quarantine? I mean, I want to go back to work, but as long as this fire shit is done, you know? Like, I'm just
kind of... I think it's more of a situation, you know, going back to work now with all those new guidelines and everything.
I think it's going to be a CF, but, you know, like, a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm down to go back to work. Yeah. And after 2-3 days, they're going to be like, fuck this, I miss quarantine.
Yeah, it's because like I've been off since like March, so
it's been a while. Around that time.
So it's been a while. I don't know how I'm gonna feel going back. Like I want to do something. Like I wouldn't mind going back to work, do something, but going back to work, I don't know.
This is like the summer vacation we wanted, but not during this time.
Honestly, yeah, it's like a summer vacation, but you can't do nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, there's so much gardening I could do. I can't do more than this. Like, I'm just sick and tired of it.
Oh, my God, bro. Gardening is pissing me off, bro.
But, yeah, they opened Peel and, Peel, like, region, I think Toronto region, like, they didn't open up Stage 2, but Stage 2's opened up in, like, a lot of places now. They released that today.
Well, yeah, even Trudeau said, like, borders open to, like,
that's only close families
that are abroad.
Yo,
yeah.
But, like... Like, personally speaking, in my area, I see so many people just outside gathered together. They're chilling. Like, I feel like no one gives a fuck about COVID anymore. Like, yo, like, everyone's just doing their own thing. Like, even, like, I don't want to be a hypocrite, but, like, me personally, like, in the first 2 months, I didn't step a foot outside my house, and now I'm just there. Like, yeah, like, I'll just go outside, walk my dog, just chill, you know, like. But it's like, yeah, well, it feels like a lot of people, like, just stop caring.
Yeah, everyone's reaching a certain point now where, like, okay, they can't take it anymore. But in order to keep it down, yeah, everyone has to still kind of, like, you know, respect the social distancing, physical, all that guidelines and stuff.
There's parks in Toronto. They have, like, circles on grasses, like.
I remember when I saw the pictures of the Trinity Park, Elwood Park or something like that.
Was it? Was that?
It was, like, everyone was there.
Yesterday, I went for a drive, and I drove past Humber Bay Park. Bro, there's people parking on the side of the road just getting tickets and stuff. And there's so many people just at the park. And I'm just like, yo, like, no one gives a fuck.
It's getting to that point now, yeah. But, I mean, I guess
it's getting to that point.
They're pushing the reopening now. They're pushing it now. So, everyone can start getting out. They're increasing social gathering, like, from 5 to 10 now on Friday.
On Friday, right? Effective June 12th, yeah.
5 to 10, yeah.
Yeah, these guys are saying Brampton's like the new hotspot for the virus and shit. I don't know.
That's why we're not on stage two yet. We're still on stage one.
So I don't know, Leakaro. We have brown boys.
Wash it away, right? Just wash it. I'll wash the virus away.
Oh man,
bro! My dad, right? He goes trucking in the States still, and he's like, So he went to like, you know, like the truckers, like they have like a common washroom, right? And he's just washing his hands next to another trucker, and the guy's like, oh, like he just like started laughing, and my dad's like, what's so funny?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, if there's one thing that COVID taught everyone is like how to wash hands. He's like, before people, you know, they just take a piss and walk out. Now everyone's washing up to their elbows and shit, you know? People are sanitizing up to their elbows and everything.
Oh,
like, don't kill
them. I got to get you a solid question. Like everything, bro. Make sure you wash everything.
Trust. You got to.
Yeah, on that note, like, you know, I think, yeah, everyone just please, you know, just even though, like, it seems like the virus is settling down, but still, you know, keep your distance, be safe, do your part in the society, you know, donate to a good cause.
Yeah,
you know, just do, you know, live your life, live your best life,
be aware, live your life, be aware of everything going around you, and be safe. That's the main thing right now. Be safe,
take advantage of the quarantine, just stay home. Like, you know, this is the only chance you're gonna get to stay home like this.
Yeah,
and once work starts, you're not gonna see this moment again.
But you're going to see the You've Been Notified podcast because we're back. We're bringing some new stuff all the time. Look at this background, you know?
Yay.
I think that's it for now. We will come back hopefully soon together and actually shoot this properly instead of doing this virtual stuff. But you've been listening. You've been watching the You've Been Notified podcast. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we will see you again soon. Peace.